Franklin with Common Sense Revisited. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have a very, very exciting show today. We have a fantastic guest who I'll introduce in just a moment. I just want to give you a little bit of background on our show here. The show is called Common Sense Revisited after the book that I wrote called Common Sense Revisited, which you can go to at commonsenserevisited.com and read it online. Order the MP3 if you haven't read it yet. Please do get it out to as many people as you can. It talks about indigenous power versus surrogate power, which is exactly what the message is that we have to get out to the people today. Todd McGreevy has been hosting the show for the last few months for me. Todd is taking some time off to run the campaign of independent candidate for Governor John Narcisse here in Iowa. Fantastic candidate, running against two establishment politicians, one Republican, one Democrat, who are the classic example of establishment politicians who we need to get rid of. John is a really strong independent candidate, and we're hopefully going to get him elected here in Iowa. What I'm doing right now is I'm going to do a series of shows on food, particularly GMO food, what it's doing to our food supply. Last week we had Jeffrey Smith on the show, who is the author of Seeds of Deception and Genetic Roulette, and one of the best known, if not the best known speaker on genetic engineering worldwide. It's a fantastic show. If you did not listen to it last week, go to the archives and listen to the show, Common Sense Revisited, last week. It'll blow your mind. It was a great show, and it needs to get out that link and get that link out to as many people as possible. It was really, really a good show. We're going to follow that up today with another pioneer in the movement to educate people about genetic engineering and the danger that it has to our food supply and to our children and grandchildren. Eileen Daneman, who is the director of the National Coalition of Organized Women. She's been an activist on the many causes, but since the early 90s, she founded the National Coalition of Organized Women, blowing the whistle on the genetic engineering of the nation's food supply in its incipient stages. She was really one of the people that was responsible for helping to keep the national organic standard free and clean from the approval of genetically engineered organisms, which were slated for inclusion in the national standards on a case-to-case basis before Eileen got involved. So we're very, very excited. She was also one of the people responsible for starting a company or an organization called Mothers for Natural Law, which was very, very active and key in letting people know about the dangers of RGBH, which was one of the first genetically engineered things to come on the market. So anyway, Eileen, are you on with us?
I am.
All right. And so, Eileen, and by the way, folks, Eileen is involved in a lot of different issues as well as genetic engineering. We're going to focus on genetic engineering today. Maybe touch a little bit on her latest cause, which is educating people about these vaccinations and vaccines that are extremely dangerous. So we'll touch on that, but we're going to focus today on GMO food. And maybe, Eileen, before this first break, you'll have time to just give us an idea of how you got involved in this whole issue.
All right. So genetic engineering, I got involved in the issue because I actually had a company called Traffic Control, which I used the traffic signs for products for children. And Monsanto, at the time, this is before 1992, was in the chemical business. And they had a wear-dated fabric, and they had Traffic Control rugs, and they were actually violating my trademark. So I went to sue them, basically, not sue them, but, you know, put them on notice. And I went to St. Louis with my lawyer.
Okay, we're going to have to pick up on this as soon as we have this first break. It'll be about 3 minutes. We'll be back in just a minute. Don't go away, folks. This is going to be an exciting interview. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in just a minute.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
We're back, everyone. Welcome to Common Sense Revisited. We have a very, very exciting show today. If you've just joined us, we have Eileen Danneman, the director of National Coalition of Organized Women, and also one of the founders of the whole anti-GMO movement in the country. And Eileen was just telling us her story about how she got involved in this issue. You want to continue with that, Eileen?
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, it's a story behind the story that most people don't hear. So what happened was I was challenging Monsanto Corporation in the early 1990s about a trademark issue. And so I went to St. Louis with my lawyer, who happened to be the lawyer for Pioneer Hybrid. Mm-hmm. This is before the genetic engineering started taking hold. There was no genetic engineered entity or anything, soybeans or corn, in Iowa at the time.
Right.
So there I am sitting at the office of Don Banner, who's the St. Louis lawyer, intellectual property lawyer. So we're talking, and he had with him a lawyer from Washington, an intellectual property lawyer. So, of course, I'm saying to myself, you know, how am I going to win this, you know? Then I find out that Don Banner, that his father was the ex-trademark commissioner. I said, how am I going to win a case when the Monsanto's lawyer is the ex-commissioner of the trademark? And then I find out that, you know what it is, Clyde? The reality is that the day that the United States Trademark and Patent Office allowed the patenting of a novel life form, using existing, you know, DNA and all that, that day is when this whole thing changed. So was Don Banner's father involved in that? Probably it was just about the right time. So it was that moment that opened up. So then we find out, well, you know, how could that be? What's going on? Well, what's going on is that since 1980s, maybe 1986, the USDA, the United States government co-owned the patent for the Terminator technology, the exorcism technology, that technology that can actually sterilize nature, sterilize all the seeds. So the United States owns the technology. That's our government. Hello, that's us. It's supposed to own that technology with, along with Delta Pine. Now, Delta Pine eventually got sold to Monsanto.
Just explain a little bit more to everyone what the Terminator technology is and does.
Okay, the Terminator technology is a technology that can immediately sterilize all genetically engineered seeds. Now, whether sterilizing genetically engineered seeds, now, on one hand, that means it wouldn't be able to fly over to an organic farm, you know, to contaminate the organic farm. But the technology to sterilize nature is, I'm not a scientist, but if they sterilize the seeds, of course, then they wouldn't have these contracts between the farmers and themselves because they would just be giving them seeds that were innately sterile. In other words, you can plant them for the first year, but they'd be sterile after that. I think, you know, they have pretty audacious by calling it the exorcist technology and the Terminator technology. I'm not quite clear whether this Terminator technology will just, you know, totally sterilize all seeds, genetically engineered seeds, or just the first cycle of the genetically engineered seeds. But the point is that the United States owns this technology. So the fact that the United States owns this technology, just during that time, they started benefiting the biotech industry. So the biotech industry started to grow. But the hearings that happened in Washington were like, I happen to have, wherever it is, a transcript for one of the hearings that basically said, you know, we're going to support you. You know, the different biotech industries were saying, you know, we need to do our seeds in Hawaii, for instance. We need to do our initial seeds in Hawaii, and oh, that's no problem. You know, we can't have labeling, no problem. So then we get to the point where people say, well, we want this labeled. Well, what happened was, after I find that out, I'm back in Fairfield, and I find out, actually from my husband, that Swiss Valley is labeling their milk as BGH-free. That's recombinant BGH, which is Monsanto's first technology with the milk.
Right.
And they're BGH-free, and they're being sued by Monsanto for labeling that it's BGH-free because it intimates there's something wrong with recombinant BGH.
Right.
So that's going on. And that's when I brought it to, you know, to Maharishi University and started to enlighten the university about organic food. And that's when I started enlightening the organic paradigm about it. And so that just continued on until Monsanto. So what happened is that the United States wants to support this because the United States wants to basically own the world food supply. So even though they told the farmers that, hey, you use this genetically engineered seed and you will produce more stuff, it'll be the safest food and you'll export it to all these countries. So the farmers bought into it. But those, let's say, Christian farmers who understood genetic engineering, and I'd like to explain what it really is. On the level of plant life, genetic engineering is like on the level of human life. Open pollination is like free love, you know, everybody making love and having babies. Hybridization is when a black corn gets together with a white corn. There's still corn, and they have a black and white corn. Sort of like a black person getting together with a white person. They're still human beings, and they have a mulatto child. The genetic engineering is two different species. So it's like taking the sperm of a sheep and inoculating it, inseminating it into a woman, and having her give birth to a sheep person. That's two different species. So I like to give that analogy so people understand what's happening on the plant life. That's what's happening on the plant life.
So they're taking the DNA from one species and injecting it into the DNA of another species.
Say,
so like the fish, that fish into the Flavor Saver tomatoes into a tomato.
Yeah, and now recently the salmon, well, initially at the beginning of this technology, they had a salmon that they were doing, that they were using a human gene from, so that there'd be a human gene in every, you know, every level of the salmon, and it would make a very, very big salmon. And so at the beginning, people got that, you see, a human gene in the salmon. So
right.
They withdrew the publicity of that and just stuck with the corn and the soybeans and didn't mention that anymore. Now, as you know, that what's been approved is a salmon that's huge, but it's actually two different species. It's the eel. They put together the eel gene with the salmon gene. Now, you know, an eel would never be able to inseminate a salmon, you know.
Right.
So right off the get-go, there's something wrong with this picture, you know.
Right, right, right.
So the question, when it comes to Jeffrey Smith, your last guest, mm-hmm. he has a book out called Genetic Roulette, which to me is just one of the most brilliant books ever written, because what happened was there were different independent scientists who were showing, for instance, I think the name is Arpad Putsai.
Yeah,
from Hungary. He was showing that when you give genetically engineered potatoes to a rat, they bleed from the gut.
Right.
But now the thing is, there was many different independent people doing this research, but it wasn't put together so you could really like get a handle on it. Jeffrey put together all these different experiments in one book.
Right.
And he did it in such a brilliant way that on the left side, and it's a gorgeous book, on the left side you see the outline of saying, well, this is what it does. You know, it gives a rat and they bleed from the gut and they become sterile, whatever. And on the right side, if you want to get involved in the real science, you can read the next 4 or 5 pages about what, you know, the depth of that stuff. So this
it's sitting right here in front of me, Genetic Roulette, the documented health risks of genetically engineered foods by Jeffrey Smith. You can look it up online. You can order it. You can go to Genetic Roulette and just Google that, and you'll be able to find his book and order it. And you will have, as Eileen just explained, you can read all the scientific research involved in all these different areas, or you can just, if you want, you can just browse through the book and see all these different issues and just get the overview and then go back and read the scientific stuff later. It's very well designed, don't you think?
Oh my God, it's brilliant. So,
yeah.
So anyway, getting back to the story, so I was just led to discover so many things. For instance, in the Wall Street area, so Monsanto, just beginning the biotech business here, they began to put out a paper, like a white paper or whatever that was, in order to gain support from Wall Street, and they would say that they would. It was called a acreage conversion plan. So they had this plan, and the government was totally behind them. I mean, they had this plan to convert the acreage, say here, for instance, in Iowa, from normal, you know, soybeans and corn to genetic engineering. What they did was they had this double marketing strategy. So I was saying before that the Christian farmers whom I was talking about, who may have had an objection to this having two species, the mixing of seed, the Bible, the whole nine yards, they could not object because what they did, Monsanto, was that they updated the Roundup. Now, the Roundup, since toxic agriculture since the late 1930s and late 1940s, you know, after everything was organic basically before then, when toxic agriculture came in, more and more chemicals, more and more chemicals, well, Monsanto has this Roundup. Roundup is used all over the world. So what they did was they updated the Roundup so that if you wanted to use Roundup, you had to use the genetic engineered seed because it would kill the normal seed. So even if they had a moral objection to it, all the farmers in this country and the world were moved towards the genetically engineered seed. Now, an interesting thing is that...
They were moved towards genetically engineered seed and they had to use Roundup. So,
how they were moved, because they had to use Roundup. They had to use the updated Roundup.
Okay, we're having another break here. It's good. This is fantastic stuff. People, don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more from Eileen Daneman. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Common Sense Revisited, host Clyde Cleveland, guest Eileen Danneman with the National Coalition of Organized Women, talking about the history of the GMO in the country and what's happened with it, how it's evolved, and how the resistance has grown. And Eileen was right in the middle of telling us something, and we'll just get right back to her.
Okay, so basically I was telling you how the farmers got bought into it, and behind that was Wall Street, and behind that is the government, you know, in increasing the industry. And then what happens is that behind the government is their long arm to the universities, the land-grant universities. So these biotech industries starts establishing departments at the universities, job opportunities, you know, financing from the government, blah, 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 and that's all going on. So, but
and then
why,
the media, and then we were just talking about the media, too.
And so, yeah, and the media, of course, is all part of the, you know, the government, you know, basically establishment,
right.
And such and
yeah.
such.
Yeah, so you've been involved in this for a long time, and you know, and we were just talking about it during the break. The media is never covering this, what's happening on this issue.
Yeah, I'll tell you why the government is behind it and why it's so important that you got to be aware of, and that is
it's a control of the food supply.
Well, it's a control of the food supply, but in the advent of a world government, mm-hmm. and creating taxes via the concern about the environment, for instance, like global warming, you know, a world government would need a tax basis, and the best tax basis, of course, is has to be for a global government has to be the environment, because everybody shares the environment. So,
right.
So with this carbon tax and things and this global warming, it's really a strategy to create a tax basis. And then, of course, what happens is that the Monsantos of the world and the polluters of the world, they can get they can buy tax credits, let's say on the stock market. I think they're going to give tax credits for cows because they have something to do with the carbon dioxide, and then the farmers can sell the tax credits to Monsanto. But anyway, back to the whole reason the United States government is behind this is because, in light of a global government and light of a global currency, that I believe intuitively that we're creating a basis to get a big piece of the pie, a resource basis. If the global currency is based on productivity and resources, what would be a better resource than owning the world food supply? So
right.
Even though we promised the Iowa farmers and all the farmers in the Midwest that they're going to sell their stuff, you know, overseas,
right.
It's not true. We've sold the technology to Brazil and to all these countries all over the world, and they all work very closely under Monsanto's, not all of them, but many of them under Monsanto's patents. And so the same thing even with Smithfield. I'm sure Smithfield has a relationship with Monsanto, because now what we have is we have cloned, the FDA has approved cloned meat unlabeled in the supermarket. And when I try to do something politically about that, saying that this is just the first foot in the door for genetically engineered livestock, you know, I wasn't listened to, basically. And now they have guidelines for genetically engineered livestock. If the people of the United States don't recoil over genetically engineered animals, you know,
right.
What can you say?
Right. Well, and we've discussed this and what to do. And let's discuss pollution a minute. You know, last week we had Jeffrey Smith on the show, and he's trying to create a tipping point in the United States of enough people that are aware of the dangers of genetically engineered food that we refuse to eat it and spread the word. And once we reach a certain tipping point, his hope is that the same thing will happen, which happened in Europe, which was the food processors and food manufacturers themselves, like Nabisco and Kraft and Coca-Cola, realized that if they did not create their product in a way that did not contain GMO, that people weren't going to eat it and or drink it, and that's what's happened. So Coca-Cola, for example, has two kinds of Coke that they manufacture. The Coca-Cola that's manufactured, for example, in Mexico is for Europe consumption, and it does not have corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, which is a GMO product. So that is Jeffrey's focus right now is to do that. And
are you telling me that Europe, okay, labels GMO?
No, but what Jeffrey is saying is that Europe, they didn't label it, but there was enough obvious consumer resistance to it because the Poutsai study, which we mentioned before, was published in the media in Europe and all over Europe, and people were well aware of the dangers of the product and were resisting it and demonstrating against it and marching in fields where they were growing it and things like that. These food manufacturers have decided to manufacture two different forms of their food.
Okay, so you know, so we have here those same manufacturers, but you're saying that because we haven't got the same awareness consciousness,
that's
that
exactly
the manufacturers are actually selling us the bad products.
Right, and I think two reasons for that. One is the media in Europe is actually not as controlled as the media is in the United States. So the media published the Poutsai study, for example, but we did not. The media here never, ever talk about anything negative about GMO, whereas in Europe it actually did.
That's still the case.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it's still the case. So, I don't know. What's your strategy? And that's what Jeffrey's strategy is. And it's the word-of-mouth thing that we're trying to do through email, through radio, and things like that. And we're trying to get this word out.
Well, that's always good, you know.
Well, let's come back. Let's think about it during break, because we're getting here at call for another break yet. And after that break, we have a long shot here without any break. So people, don't go away. This is too exciting to miss. Come back in just 3 minutes. Stay with us. We'll be back. Thanks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
As far as believing it's
going to
change the world entirely.
Okay, so okay, folks, we're back. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited with special guest Eileen Daneman, director of National Coalition of Organized Women, having a fascinating discussion here about genetically engineered organisms and crops and strategies for doing something about this and trying to stop the spread of GMOs. Last week we had Jeffrey Smith, and we talked recently just on this show about his book Genetic Roulette. And also we should mention, Eileen, I think you know about his shopping guide. If you want to know what is in your food and what to avoid, you can just Google GMO shopping guide, and that's Jeffrey Smith's shopping guide, which explains to you what is in GMO foods in the grocery store, and probably, 70-80% of the foods that are in grocery stores contain some GMO. And you got to know what those things are. Just about anything made with soybeans or corn and now is going to be genetically engineered. And you know what? Let's switch here. Let's talk what you were talking about at the beginning, before we started the show, Eileen, about knowing that one thing. If people just knew that one thing about what's happening to animals that are fed these products, what happens to them. Would you explain that?
Yeah, but first of all, you know, the concept of mixing species knowing on the plant life what's really going on by translating it to humanity. Like, we understand humanity. I mean, we even think that God looks like a human being. So we actually think in terms of our own humanity. So I think one of the first important points is to realize that two different species on the plant life is equivalent to inseminating a woman with a sheep and having her give birth to a sheep person. That is the same thing, it's a parable for what's happening on the plant life. So you know right off the bat that
it's
that
not going to be good for you.
That's
right.
Not going to be good for you. That's a total violation of species, number one. Right. Number two, in Jeffrey's book, it'll show you that the animal, in animal testings, that given, let's say, a genetically engineered potato, for instance, in that particular study, they bleed from the gut.
Right.
Now, when this first happened, I called up Washington and spoke to a Mr. Mariansky, who is now the liaison for the new technology of biotech industry, and I said to him, at least make the soy formula for infants prescription, so that you don't use these new untested genetically engineered soybeans for baby soy formula, because they eat this for the first 6 months of their lives. Well, bottom line, didn't exactly say this. Bottom line, this is their big social experiment. I mean, if they can give babies from, well, I guess 1992 or 1994, whenever it was, if they could start giving babies genetically engineered soy formula, they have a major experience study, basically. Not that this going to be a real study, but they basically are experimenting on these babies that are being born that are eating isomil and soy milk. And oh. And how, what are we going to know about these? We'll know that this generation from the 1990s, we're going to see this generation in 30 or 40 years and see what has become of these babies.
Right, and we already know from the animal studies that they're sterile after one. They start to become sterile in one generation. They're completely sterile in two or three generations.
Well, that's interesting. If they become sterile in one generation through animal studies, that's another obvious population control thing, because in the vaccines also, people who are getting vaccines are also becoming sterile.
Right.
So, you know, you can give that as an argument, again, for, genocide, population control. They do, the elite does think there are too many people on the planet.
Apparently they want to get us down to 1.5 billion. That's their
But you know what I find interesting? That why I don't go there is because I don't find that they've actually, I mean, look, they're looking to get rid, obviously, they're looking to get rid of all the Africans. You know, where does AIDS come from? They're looking to get rid of the homosexuals, and they've always been looking to get rid of the black people. But eating genetically engineered food is pretty widespread in all the demographics. So it looks like they're losing total control as to being specific. They
right.
just want to get rid of
people.
X amount of the population, I guess.
Well, it sure seems that way. You don't, again, you're talking about the vaccines, talking about GMO. The GMOs are now prevalent in our food supply. You don't hear anything negative about it in the media. I think every administration, Republican and Democrat, since the Bush Sr., so Bush generation number one, then Clinton, 8 years of Clinton, and then 8 years of Bush, and then now Obama, have been their same. They've had the exact same policy of promoting this.
Well, you know why? Because what people don't understand is, like, for instance, the day that the genetic engineering, that it came into an approval process, Mike Taylor was the a ex-lawyer for Monsanto. He was working for, he was the assistant to Dr. Kessler for the FDA. And he brought in the genetic engineering Calgene tomato. Then he left the FDA, went back to Spalding and King, and did the paperwork, and then came back to the FDA. Now, meanwhile, he disappeared for a minute. So we thought, all the activists, oh, we did something good. We finally blew the whistle on this guy, Mike Taylor. Well, Mike Taylor was then transferred to an international picture where he and his wife, who is a Codex representative. So the international picture is about getting the whole world into this World Trade Organization and the Codex thing where they're making this a whole worldwide movement. And then it turns out that no matter what president there is, Mike Taylor is still there. He is the White House. He is the now biggest advisor to the FDA and the USDA. He is the man. And obviously he deserves it, all the work he's done. And he's in charge.
Yeah, he deserves all the wonderful work that he's done.
But
now,
what
I
do?
Understand that he's now the food czar. Isn't that correct?
He's the food czar, but also there's a guy called Jerry Mand that I remember because his name was like Jerry Mander. And so in the 1990s, Jerry Mand was working with Mike Taylor, and I find out that Jerry Mand is the deputy, the Secretary of Agriculture, the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. So Vilsack
Michael Vilsack, Tom Vilsack, who was the Biotech Governor of the Year in 2002 and is now the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture.
Yes, but he's still just a figurehead. Jerry Mand and Mike Taylor are, no matter what president is going on, or no matter what governor is going on, no matter what Secretary of Agriculture is going on, they've been there for 30, 40 years. They're making it all happen.
Right. So I think I'll repeat one of Jeffrey's comments about Michael Taylor. He said, so what you have is this. The person who is probably most responsible of any person in the world for the most food, for the most illnesses, and the most deaths from food is now our food czar.
Yeah.
And that is the hope and change that we've come to expect here. So
Let's talk about the solution, because the problem is a different vibration than the solution. So there's more to this problem. People just will have to believe me, there's more special little people down in the rabbit hole, okay?
Right.
But the solution is, since it's a different vibration, what is the solution? The solution, for instance, as you know, in Iowa, Francis Tickey is running for, the Secretary of Agriculture.
An organic, just for people who don't know, Francis Tickey is a well-known organic dairy farmer here in Iowa.
Right. And the thing is that what he needs to understand, what I'm trying to explain to him, is that in the day when I was suing Monsanto, what happened was that they wanted to put genetic engineering on a case-to-case basis in the organic, and I actually practically single-handedly one day, it was just, with the power of one from God, basically they pulled back and they did not put genetically engineer on a case-to-case basis, even though Khan from Cascadian Farms and the Horizon Milk people and the Organic Trade Associations were voting in favor of putting genetic engineering on a case-to-case basis. So we blew that up. But the only reason I believe we blew it up was not because of that I was so special and isn't that a terrific job. It's because they realized that they need organic food. So the Mike Taylors of the world, I realize that the intellectual property lawyer for Monsanto from Washington, I asked him what does he feed his kids, and he said he feeds his kids organic food. So the thing is, there is the elite that wants organic food. So I'm recommending to Francis, forget about fighting against genetic engineering. What you have to do is provide an ancillary program of regulation for the organic, so that we have a secondary system in case the first system blows up. So I've given that to Francis and to Jerry Mand and to Mike Taylor, and propose, even for their own welfare, even for the president's welfare, that there's an ancillary safety regulation for
protection
organic.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now, unfortunately, Francis wants to have sort of an ancillary thing for small farms. But if these small farms are producing genetically engineered livestock or genetically engineered crops, as far as I'm concerned, they're not part of it. He should really concentrate on organic and an ancillary regulation system separate from the primary for organic. And then what you got to do is then you just turn everybody onto organic. You just got to keep on turning everybody onto organic.
So that's what is, when talking about solutions and people are listening out there, what can you do? What can you do now, today, to help? And that is one person at a time. Right, Eileen?
Right.
One person at a time. You tell one person a day, one person is, every time you talk to somebody, you tell them about the dangers of genetically modified food. Have them look up Jeffrey's book, have them look up the GMO-free shopping guide, and start to educate themselves about the dangers of these foods. Because when you really start to understand what is in these foods, and the studies that are put together in the Genetic Roulette book make it absolutely clear. What is it, the American Academy of Science, of Doctors or Science, or American Academy of Medicine has come out and said that these foods are dangerous. Do not feed them. Put your people on your children on an organic diet. And yet that is not in the media anywhere. And that's, I mean, huge, but nobody knows about it. So you've got to educate yourself and then educate your friends one at a time. We can't rely on the government. We can't rely on the education, Department of Education or our schools. We can't rely on the media. It has to be you. Every person who's listening to this show today could start by having them listen to this show. Go to the link, go to the archives, and have them listen to last week's show and this week's show and start educating people about it. That's a great way, because Jeffrey's show last week is fantastic. This show is fantastic. It'll do a lot of good to get them going on this issue. So one at a time, that's the only way we're going to get it done. And look, for the future of our children and grandchildren, we have to, and Eileen and I have known each other for a long time. Our children are friends. They grew up together in the same school. And we care about our children. We want them and their children to grow up free of these dangers. Anything else to add to that, Eileen?
Well, I was thinking that if you have to go to, like, the center of consciousness. So you've got the organic stores.
Yes.
You've got medical professionals who are into holistic,
right,
biological health. You know, you have to begin to share this information to people like that. I mean, I'm sitting here in front of a holistic nurse, you know, and she's just taking notes and things like that. But, you know, if Jeffrey could maybe put together, and the same thing with organic stores, if they could be put together sort of like a little, you know, pamphlet of, like, little sound bites of, like, the rat study with the bleeding from the gut and,
right,
you know, on top of that. And then on the other side, mm-hmm, an example of his of what foods to eat, not to eat, whatever like that. You know, something like that, maybe.
Well,
you know,
I'll
also
tell you, I can tell people where to go right now to see, okay, these. You know, Dr. Mercola. Many of you probably who are listening to the show have heard of Dr. Mercola. M-E-R-C-O-H-L-A, I believe.
M-E-R-C-O-L-A, Mercola, like Coca-Cola.
Okay, so M-E-R-C-O-L-A, correct?
Yes.
Mercola? Okay, Mercola. You can go and Google him and see his newsletters. He has 3 million people who subscribe to his newsletters, but his last 3 or 4 newsletters have been exactly what you just described, Eileen. He's now got Jeffrey's material. He's working very closely with Jeffrey. He's interviewed Jeffrey several times. And his newsletters are loaded with this information that are excerpts from Jeffrey's book on these studies.
Oh, good.
And the sterility and everything. So I can give you that right away. Of course, Jeffrey's website is
Seeds of Destruction?
Well, Seeds of Destruction. That's right. You can Google Seeds of Destruction. And then his institute is Institute for Responsible Technology. So his website is Institute for Responsible Technology.
Everybody who's on the internet should actually get, and it's free, should get Dr. Mercola's newsletter.
Right, right. That would
also
be the thing.
Also, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams.
Okay.
So there's Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And it's all free. If you subscribe to anything, you should subscribe to those two newsletters.
Right. And now Dr. Mercola is also been very active in the education on people on the vaccine. Is there
The vaccine issue is now my primary focus, the vaccine issue.
Well, let's spend a couple minutes on that, because we have a few minutes left here in the show today. Why don't you tell people a little bit about that, and maybe if we can, and you can get some of the people that have, lost children, or pregnancies, aborted pregnancies and things like that because of their vaccinations, get some of those people on our show next week.
Okay, first of all, I tell everybody, my website is called VaccineLiberationArmy.com.
Okay, VaccineLiberationArmy.com.
Right. And so what it is that these vaccines, since about the 1980s have increased amazingly, and each little six-year-old has 39 vaccine jabs by the time they're 6 years old.
God.
Yes, and when they're born, and they would just come right out of mom, they give them a hepatitis B at 12 hours old, and then at 2 months old, they get a whole nother series of seven vaccines the same day, and then by the time they're 15 months old, 20 months old, they have 26 vaccines, then they have 39 vaccines. Now, meanwhile, from the 1980s to this time, 15 of those vaccines had high levels of mercury in it, thimerosal. And thimerosal mercury is the thing you don't eat in fish, of course, but it also, if people remember the story Mad as a Hatter or the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland, the hatters in England used to use mercury to stiffen the felt of the hat, and the mercury used to get sucked into their fingertips, and they used to go mad.
Oh,
they used to call them Mad as a Hatter.
Okay, let's pick that up right after this break. We're having another break here, and we'll come back in just a minute with Eileen Daneman. Thank you.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Get that, so that is okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us and coming back here for the last 6 minutes of our show with Eileen Daneman. This is your host, Clyde Cleveland, author of Common Sense Revisited. Okay, so we were just talking about vaccines, so we'll just go ahead and start again talking about vaccines. Eileen, you want to finish what you're saying about
yes.
the vaccines? Okay,
yes. So a child gets 39 vaccines by the time they're 6 years old. The ADHD, ADD, OCD, autism, which is autism spectrum. And autism is really not the real name for it. This is not an autistic child like it was in the day where a kid was an idiot savant, was really brilliant and autistic. This is a vaccine injured. They use the name autism, and it just really creates a lot of distraction. Basically, it's a vaccine injury. You don't give a little six-year-old, if Hitler and Mengele took a child and gave him 39 vaccines by the time they're 6 years old and then 80 vaccines by the time they're 18 years old, you'd have them up on Nuremberg trial. What they do is they took the mercury out of the vaccines, most of the vaccines for the children, and we thought we did all this work, but the reality is they put it back into the flu shot. So now they're recommending the flu shot for 6 months old through 19 years old. That's about 20 shots every year with high levels of mercury in it. So what they did was with this H1N1 pandemic, which was not a pandemic, it was what's called a consequence management drill. It wasn't a hoax. It was the fact that the United States and the world has been involved in starting protocol for bioweaponry warfare. So we're on the horizon of bioweaponry warfare, and Ted Kennedy knew this, and I was at a meeting, a hearing where he was articulating, and we can't give a vaccine for every bioweaponry we produce. We actually sold to Iraq and Iran in the 1970s. We sold them bioweaponry. So we're all, have the Congress all concerned about vaccines. You can't inject people for every bioweaponry that you produce, including anthrax and everything else. So here they took the H1N1, which was a genetically engineered virus, and they let it out there to see how far they can push us. So now how far they can push us? Well, they can actually push it onto a pregnant woman who shouldn't even take an aspirin. So we found, and the CDC did not track, they totally deny it, we found 178 miscarriages in their own vaccine adverse events reporting system. We found 72 anecdotal things. We have 241 cases of which, when you correct them with a credible statistical correction called capture-recapture, the last word is that between 900 and 3,587 cases should be what is really happening with miscarriages when a pregnant woman gets an H1N1 shot. So even with that, despite that information, they are pushing this year the seasonal flu shot, which contains the H1N1, the thimerosal, and two more virus components that they're pushing on pregnant women, and of course children and everything else. You can't trust the government. Bottom line.
Well, I mean, I want to make sure that everyone understands what you just said. This was their own research.
Yes, their own when you get a vaccine information statement, it says on it, the doctor and yourself should report any vaccine injury to VAERS, Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. We went into that system, found 178 H1N1 vaccine-related reports on the fly. So while the doctors were injecting these pregnant women last year, these reports were coming in. The CDC did not notify any of these doctors that there were all these spontaneous abortions going on.
What's CDC?
CDC is the Centers for Disease Control.
Okay, government organization.
That is it's the Human Health, HHS, which is the Health and Human Services, which is Director Kathleen Sebelius. Underneath that is the CDC. You've got the Epidemic Intelligence Service. You've got the Paramilitary Public Health Service. You've got in Iowa, for instance, in the Department of Health, you have the medical director who has got
we got to go here.
CDC, bioweaponry warfare.
Okay, next week we're going to have you back, Eileen, to talk about vaccines. Responsible, I'm going to give you three websites, responsibletechnology.com, Mercola.com, and naturalnews.com. Eileen, thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's true. Gold and